This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for the news. Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm joined in the studio by
Frida Liu,
Arvind Raj,
and of course our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Guten Tag.
There she goes. Right, if you'd like to get in touch with today's show, the WhatsApp number, as usual, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram is at BFM Radio. Our topic of today, brown, beige and boring. Why are products for older people so bad? We're going to be talking about that. Why aren't they spoken to when product design is part of the thing? You know, if you want somebody to wear a hearing aid, for example, you know, you want it to look nice. You know, if you've got to wear it, you've got to wear it. But if it looks nice, people are more likely to wear it, right? That's what we'll be talking about today. We're asking for your feedback on this. Some of the products that perhaps you've seen that could be improved, let us know. 018-789-8899. That's the topic of discussion. We're then moving on to story number two from Arvin, a mouth-operated remote control that could change everything.
It's the size of a small mint.
Is it?
Yeah.
Interesting. And then we'll be wrapping up with how silliness in the office is not always bad.
Frida's story.
Right. Again, 018-789-8899. So as the product, as the market for products aimed at older users explodes, some entrepreneurs are turning to a radical idea. They're actually getting the customers involved. So this is from an article in the MIT Technology Review. And they've been doing this whole... in their September-October issue, they're talking about how old age is over. And they have this little scenario where on a drizzly Tuesday afternoon in San Francisco...
Or a hazy Wednesday morning.
Or a hazy Wednesday morning, in fact, yes. People are coming into a conference room and it talks about ladies sat mostly in red with sparkly silver nail polish and silver hair. And there's some guy who walks in and he says, you know, let's start with you. And he talks about hearing aids, and he talks to this 71-year-old lady who's recently spent $300 US on a set of hearing aids that she's bought online and she loved. And then when she went to read the reviews actually ripped the hearing aids apart because they don't work properly. First and foremost, they don't fit properly is something else that she's spoken about. And then it goes on to another lady who is in their mid-70s, and they've also got a set of hearing aids which has an app tied to their iPhone where they can change the way in which it works, the stereo field that it's got, the signal-to-noise ratio, all kinds of stuff. But then it goes on, a whole bunch of these senior citizens sat in this room talking about the products that they have to use on a daily basis. They talk about the walking frames, how ugly they are. They talk about the walking sticks that they have to use, how ugly they are. They talk about the hearing aids that they have to use, how ugly they are. There's also a company who developed something. It's like a pad that you wear to stop you. If you were to fall... It's to prevent your hip from causing damage to your hip. Now, this product was a great idea, but it didn't sell very well because it was ugly. Nobody wants to look like they have a big butt, unless that's the purpose of the whole thing. You know, so this was kind of going backwards and forwards, and it was about this idea of why aren't these older people consulted on the stuff that they want to use? Let's take an iPhone, for example, or the watch you're wearing right now, Frida. You know, we buy them for two reasons. One, they are functional.
And they don't look...
And they don't look
too crappy.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember years ago when the doctor said to my father, you're going deaf, you need to wear hearing aids. And he absolutely refused to wear them because he's like, if I put these things on my ears, one, everybody will know that I'm going deaf. And two, they are ugly. I do not want to wear them.
Right. And if you look at what's available right now, all these little small headphones and you know, like we go around with our headphones anyway. Why not just design something that looks like that so people don't know that it's a hearing aid anyway?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, when you talk about this story, I mean, it's not about... age, you know, like I think at any stage in your life, you still want to look stylish,
fashionable,
fashionable and stylish, right? It shouldn't be because you're this age; it has to come in beige and brown and all that. I don't think I would like it at any age
at all,
right? So, and I think this space hasn't been disrupted well enough, if you think about it.
And that's why I wanted to talk about it. You know, I mean, there must be companies out there right now who are looking at this from an entirely different mindset. I mean, I've got an interview coming up Tomorrow, where it talks about old people's homes. And in that interview, what they have done is they've looked at marketing old people's homes in an entirely different way. You know, it's not about the place that you go to end your life. You know, it's not that place where you just go to finish off everything. It's a place where you're at an age where you need help coping with the day-to-day things that you do. And there are other people there of a similar age who are going through the same thing as you are, and you support one another as a collective, you know, and I thought that idea of marketing it and the way in which they use social media and they aim at a younger generation, because the younger generation are the people that will have to help these people transition into somewhere that they need care.
And I will need a room with a disco ball in it, right? There's going to be a music room. There's going to be a place for me to dance.
And a very large set of speakers.
Yeah. Do you think it's because that, you know, there's this assumption that when you get to a certain age that it's all about need instead of want?
Yes.
You know, so like medical devices, they know that a certain age group, they would need that device instead of wanting that device. So when you need something, then there's no room for options, right? It's either you get the device and you're more comfortable or convenient, or you don't get the device and you don't have like proper mobility, or you don't get something that you absolutely need. Like my grandfather has been losing his hearing for the last 10 years, or maybe like 8 years. He refuses to wear hearing aids because, like you said, he thinks that everybody in that, he lives in a small town. So he thinks that everybody who knows him in that small town will know that he's losing his hearing and might make fun of him or say that he's going deaf or something like that. So he's refused to use these hearing aids, and he won't give the doctor proper instructions or you know, give proper feedback of how they work, and they find it difficult to fit the things for him because he's going for the smaller, subtler, more hidden ones that don't work properly. Whereas he needs the big ones that sort of jut out of the ear, and he's not accepting it because of how ugly they look. So I'm wondering, why don't you design something that would make him more comfortable with the aids themselves? Like, why does it have to look big or wide
or bulky,
you know, or bulky for him to feel embarrassed to wear it? Like, why wouldn't you make something that looks more fashionable for him?
It's like Frida said, you know, we have the tech. We're already seeing it now. I mean, in fact, we are now voluntarily putting these things in our ears. You know, that are wireless and capable and Bluetooth enabled and can connect to apps and do all of these wonderful, wonderful things. Why isn't that tech being adopted for older people?
It just a very simple thing as well. Like, you know, like I go running and I get myself injured every so often. You know, and we have this ankle bands and knee bends and, you know, like knee guards and all that. And they look awful. But, you know, like rock tape has got all these wonderful, fantastic colors that I don't mind strapping it on because it just looks funny. And
it looks fun, right?
You know, you're already in pain, so you might as well have fun while you're at it. But, you know, just things like that. And that appeals to anybody at any age.
Yeah. So is it like maybe it's marketing? Like the stuff that you just, you know, like the what do you call the Sonys? The buds?
The earbuds.
The earbuds. So those things look, if you look at it without knowing what they were, they look silly.
Yes.
Because they jut out of your ear.
Yes.
But it's because of how maybe the Sony or Apple, they've marketed it to look fashionable.
Correct.
So you accept it as something that everyone wears.
Exactly. Five or six years ago, the Bluetooth headsets that people had, you know, you would be like, he's either a taxi driver or he's a drug dealer or something like that. And, you know, you could spot these people a mile away and they'd be sat in the markets or wherever. And you'd see these people, you're like, that guy just looks like a fool. And that's the kind of mentality that we had.
Now,
fast forward a few years and I'm like happily putting these things in my ears and walking around and listening to my music because it's the convenience of it, you know? It blocks out outside sound. I've got great sound. Admittedly, I look a fool, but I'm happy with that because they're well designed.
No, but also because you see some athlete or celebrity on a poster wearing it on with the brand like Sony or Apple or something, and you go, oh, look, they look cool wearing it.
Yeah.
And it shows up in movies and media, so you accept it as something that's okay. But no one puts, or very little people put senior citizens or people above a certain age in those posters or market them as a demographic. So the moment they wear one of their devices, again, it looks weird or like they have a medical condition.
Okay. Let's have some feedback on this, folks. Let us know what you think about it. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We'll be back in a couple of minutes after this track. It is Eddie Cochran with Come On Everybody. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony. BFM
89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu,
Arvind Braj.
We are talking about brown, beige and boring, and why are products for older people so bad? This is because of an article we picked up from MIT Technology Review. They're saying that old age is over. They're now actually getting together in focus groups and speaking to some of these older people as to the products that they have to use and they have to wear, and about how they can improve them, make them more, I don't know, fashionable, I guess, is the phrase that we're looking for. We've asked for feedback, and we've got a couple here. I've got two on Instagram, actually, and I know you've got one over on WhatsApp as
two
well.
Two on WhatsApp.
So I'll do this one on Insta Story first. Fazli, who says older people need something that just works. For example, an iPhone. It's simple and it's easy to use. Mm-hmm. My mother has an iPhone and actually struggles with it, even though it is simple. And I think part of that is because it's touchscreen rather than actual buttons, and she struggles with that. EMT333 says that's called old-fashioned. We'll just leave it at that. Over to WhatsApp.
Okay, so this is a cute one from Rose. It said, older people aren't consulted about hearing aid design colors because they can't hear you, because they won't wear their ugly hearing aids. Okay, all right. Maggie Best here tested this neatly foldable walking stick for my aged mom and found the seat too thin. Didn't mind the unattractive conical design, but one cannot sit on it for even 5 minutes without its metal frame making its presence felt, and that's not on hindsight. So we kept our first generation model, which merely folds the seat up with its two shorter legs sticking out the lower end of the stick and cannot be propped firmly once it's folded. So bright young designers, if you got the answer, you'd get the money.
There you go.
Right?
And that's what we're chatting about today, you know, is why aren't these older people consulted about some of these things that they do? I mean, oftentimes the stuff that we see, the medical devices, perfectly functional, right, but nobody wants to use them or be seen in public using them because it's just not fashionable.
I think when you're designing something, don't think about for old people, what would I want?
Right.
Right. Yeah. What would I want? And I'm sure you know that's a very simple thing, right? Yeah. What would I want, regardless of age? I think that's the important thing. If it looks too ugly, would I wear it?
Yeah.
Would I use it? If I wouldn't, right, why would anyone else?
Okay. Now, we asked you guys for some feedback. I'll remind you again of the WhatsApp number. 018-789-8899 is the number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Let us know your thoughts on this. We did manage to speak to somebody else as well. We spoke to Dr. Seifel Hasley Ramley. He is at Sheffield Hallam University, and his field of expertise is sensitivity and product design. So we thought we'd ask him, why are products for older people designed so boringly?
Due to the production process, the material and the process of making it, they can share the design, share the same concept, the same manufacturing technique, and also the same shape. There is a basic for them to follow, okay, and also the cost of it. Manufacturer want it to be very cost effective so that they can make this in a volume, and they can also market this into other countries. So it's more to cost and what they can get back from that selling.
Okay, I mean, that's fine, but how do you think the elderly community feel about this lack of aesthetic in the products created for them?
The elderly nowadays, they don't tend to stay at home. They want their life to be fruitful. They want to do activities. Okay, they want to move. They want to be mobile. The products, it doesn't look, it doesn't look friendly. It doesn't look like an accessories that you want to wear. Some of the elderly don't want to use it because they feel if they use that, it feels like they, it made their self-esteem down.
So are there any manufacturers creating aesthetically pleasing products for the elderly nowadays?
Unfortunately, no. I think most of elderly aid products that we can find in the market, it's still dull. I can say it's too hospital, it's too clinical. It's like a standard manufacturing process that they have so that they can make that in volume.
Thank you, Dr. Seifel. So that's the thing then, right? It's about cost, I guess.
Also, I think it's because they don't think they're a viable market, maybe. If you need any proof that senior people like fashionable items, just look at the sneakers that they buy. If you go on like public transport and stuff, you look at the sneakers and it's never like some bleak brown-looking shoe. It's always like New Balance, or it's Adidas, or it's Nikes. It's always the same range of sneakers that you would pick up that in the store. It's never like a separate... Like Nike doesn't have a separate group of sneakers for senior citizens. Adidas doesn't make separate group of sneakers. It's just that when they want to go buy the shoes, and because it's so comfortable, they pick up the same shoes that someone in their 30s or 40s or 50s would pick up, and it's no different. So it shows that they still like things that are that look good and are fashionable. It's just that maybe it's harder to sell to them because, you know, like how the younger markets are easier to influence because like younger people move in like mental herd. So it's easier to tell younger people to buy something that another young person has.
Right.
But as people get older, then it's more difficult to influence people in groups because they have formed their own identity. They've been through all those, you know, that phase of like, I want what you want. So maybe brands find it difficult to market to individual people. Like someone might like something that's black and gray. The other person might like something that's green and blue. The third person might like something that's yellow and red.
Right.
Instead of marketing to like a mass group of everyone who likes yellow and red because that's the hashtag and that's the in thing now, it's difficult to sort of cater to the older demographic. So they just catered the bleakest, brownest, most dullest thing that they can find.
I think you're right, and but I think that's kind of generalizing a little bit. I'll be honest, and I think that if marketing companies actually tried to market to these people, this entire demographic, it would open up a lot. I think just by saying, you know, it's okay, we can market to younger people because we're used to marketing to them. We know how to do it. Just turn it ever so slightly, and it's an entire demographic that you're ignoring, you know, in terms of clothing, in terms of these products that we're talking about, the medical devices that we're talking about. All of this kind of stuff is just a demographic that's just sat there waiting.
It's untapped.
To spend their money.
So you know, when you talk about production costs, right, really, you know, because they're not, they're already not cheap. Hearing aids is itself is not cheap, so I don't think it's cost is the factor, right? Of course, but and there is this growing market, an aging population, and all that sort of thing. So, you know, we shouldn't just use that as a reason because I do think they have a bit more spending power.
Yeah, for sure. Let us know what you think, folks. 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Let's have a short break with some more music. REM up next with It's the End of the World as We Know It here on BFM. We'll be right back with our next story about a mouth-operated remote control that could change everything. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.